Unbelievable weekend in Razorback sports. Razorback baseball team goes 4-0 this weekend.
Sweet.
Did you say sweet or sweep?
Sweet.
Yes. Razorback basketball team smashes A&M 73-62. Game ball to them. Five players in double figures.
One, two, three, four, five.
Arkansas earns the 7 seed in the SEC tournament. That's the good news.
Not facing Florida if they happen to make it out.
That's the good news, too.
Of round two, technically.
We'll talk about that in a second as well. I don't know about this double bye system. I'm not sure I'm a fan of that.
Yeah.
By the way, we just added Phil Olsen to the 12 o'clock hour, the play-by-play voice of the UALR women who are playing in the Sun Belt Conference Final. He'll be joining us at 12:06. So we'll go inside the box here in a second, and we'll talk more about the SEC tournament. Let me get the other stuff out of the way first, and then we will delve into Razorback basketball full speed ahead. I would say from a fan standpoint and as a media member who is highly critical, at least...
You know.
On that, when I put that hat on, I'm highly critical.
Uh-huh.
This is a, I would say, at or above what I expected Arkansas. If you'd have told me before the season Arkansas was going to win 10 conference games, I would have said, sure, I'll take it. 10-8? Absolutely.
Yep.
Little did I know the SEC's RPI was going to be so pathetic that would not in any way guarantee you a trip to the NCAA tournament.
If you would have known how bad the RPI was going to be, how many more wins would you have expected? If you would have been okay with 19?
Even with the bad RPI in the league, I would have expected about 10 or 11 wins with this team.
Okay.
So I'm actually fine with it. I think it's right on pace. It's not. You can't be satisfied with it, but
not
you have
thrilled
to be accepting of it.
Yes.
I think it's reasonable for what they have.
I agree.
And I would say that this is not a terrible league. It's just a top-heavy league. Florida's a good team. There's basically one really good team in Florida. You could even maybe make an argument that they're a great team, although this weekend will make it tough. Then you got a bunch of good teams. Missouri's a really good team. Kentucky's a good team.
Yeah, they're a good team. They're not a really good team.
Tennessee right now is a good team.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you got – the problem is the bottom half of the league is so pathetically terrible historically when you look at not just like this year but in the history of the SEC, how bad Auburn and Mississippi State are, it's dragging the league down so bad.
Definitely. And the middle's kind of in that gray area with LSU and Arkansas.
Alabama,
A&M.
Mm-hmm.
So you, it's
– I think A&M's on the bottom.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
A&M's playing on – if you're playing on Wednesday, you're on the bottom.
Yeah.
A&M's playing on Wednesday, am I right?
17-14, 7-11 in league play.
Yeah, you suck.
Okay.
That's terrible. You're embarrassing. If it weren't for Mississippi State
and
Auburn.
You're wearing the media hat. You're highly critical.
You're not embarrassing compared to Auburn because you have more than twice as many wins as Auburn has. But you suck, and you're terrible. Am I right? Did Auburn end up with 3 wins?
I'm going to look right now. Don't hold your breath.
I'm not. Let me move on to other things. We'll get back into
here
basketball.
You go. I got Auburn right here.
Fine.
You ready?
Yeah.
They're 9-22 overall, 3-15 in conference play.
And Mississippi State ended up with 3 wins in conference play?
Mississippi State.
Even with that win against Ole Miss last week?
They might have 4. Let me check. 9-21, and they were 4-14
okay
in league play. So
Auburn, you're a joke.
They are.
I mean, come on. Have a little respect for yourself.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
Poor Tony Barbee.
Chuck is not happy about that. That was terrible.
That is terrible. He actually could have helped that team this year in his current condition.
I agree.
There's no question.
Especially with Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Even in his bigger stage, I think he could have helped that team this year.
See, there's a guy who needs to go to Evolve and buy all new pants. The problem is, for Evolve, once you get into a guy who's like 6'6", 6'7".
Like Chuck?
Yeah, it could be a little difficult.
Yeah, it could be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys like you, I mean, you could buy anything in the store. Guys like me even are somewhat limited because I'm a little bit husky.
Well, you lost some inches, though.
I have. No, they've got plenty of pants for me, and there are even plenty of shirts there. But when you got big guns like I do,
I was about
Chris,
to say, yeah, is it the arms that get you
it's
every
hard,
time?
It's hard to squeeze my guns into a shirt because then you get the, oh, why are you wearing your kid's shirt jokes? I can't help it. I got big arms. I got big calves. It's just the way God made me.
Yeah.
Take it up with him.
It should help you at the combine today.
Or her. Number one, Razorbacks win their 20th NCAA indoor title. So here's the thing. We got baseball and track to fall back on. Arkansas is great at those two things. Arkansas's winning total is 74 points, the most by any team since the Razorbacks scored 94 on the way to their 1994 national title. Now, they did have home track advantage, which is always good. Arkansas ahead of Florida, so the SEC goes 1-2. Wisconsin. Wisconsin is third in the country in indoor track. What? That makes no sense to me. Texas A&M, another SEC member, at number 4, and Texas Tech at number 5. So 3 teams in the top 5. They're great at track, too.
Does Wisconsin even have outdoor track? I'm curious.
Well, I don't know, but they're really good at indoor track, which is probably what they run all the time.
Exactly.
You think that's a distinct advantage because that's all they do?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, it's July. What are you doing? Running indoor track?
Yeah.
Why?
'cause 30
we're in
degrees outside?
It's 35, 40 maybe, 41. Over the weekend in baseball, the Razorbacks got it done on the diamond. 2-0 over San Diego State. 4-3, 8-2, and 4-1 in the Sunday game, the fourth. And Arkansas improves to 11-5 on the season. 4-0 last week, of course. And they were ranked number 19 or maybe 16 in one poll going in, so we'll see how much they move up after going 4-0 against San Diego State. But you look at it. Again, Arkansas lost four very close games in Arizona. Arkansas won three close games and one relatively comfortable game on Saturday. Oh, actually, you know what? I take that back. There was no Sunday game. They doubleheaded. I forgot about that. So,
the
8-2 game, I mean, that was the only really comfortable victory for Arkansas. Still concerned about the bats, Chris. Still worried about the offense at this point. It's been a little slow to get going. But hopefully the arms can carry them for the first half of the season. The bats will warm up and get things moving in the second half.
That's the hope. That's been the consensus since the beginning of the season is all about bats.
Problem is it's a murderer's row when it comes to the SEC in baseball.
Definitely.
Razorbacks opened spring football practice yesterday, and nobody saw it, but you'll just have to take their word for it that it actually happened.
Should we check the Twitter accounts of the players and see how it went?
Sure.
I think any of them tweeted about it?
There is a story on ESPN.com. We're actually going to have Edward Ashoff on tomorrow, but they're looking at opening spring camp for schools all around the conference, and they say going in, question marks include the offensive line. Three starters gone, big spring for Brake Cook and Mitch Smothers. They also talk about receivers. Sophomore Mikhail McKay, juniors Julian Horton and Javonte Herndon saw the most action last season as far as returners go. Depth at linebacker also a concern. A.J. Turner, Otha Peters both played as true freshmen and earned freshman All-SEC honors. I think defensively Arkansas will be exponentially better this year. Now, that may not equate to a lot more wins, but I think they'll be much better coached, and you'll see a lot of improvement on that side of the ball. As far as key battles, it says, and that's the big thing, is the quarter. Did you see the quarterback list? There's like 8 quarterbacks on campus.
Really?
Yeah, well, you got the Derby kid from Iowa. you got the two Allens and
two Mitchells.
Brandon Mitchell.
Well, there's two Mitchells, isn't there?
I don't know. Is there another Mitchell?
Or I think he's part of the recruiting class, maybe.
Okay.
Damon Mitchell, I think his name is. I'll have to check on that.
So you got, anyway, but it's confusing enough.
I thought there was two Mitchells and two Allens.
Well,
which
you got Brandon
confusing.
Mitchell, you got two Brandons.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's confusing. Anyway, they're. We'll
and
see.
Then also, Taylor Reed from El Dorado.
Right. Transfer from
the
Memphis.
Lefty, yeah.
Yeah. So he's
won a couple state titles down there.
Well, and he did well at Memphis in his brief time over there.
Yeah, he did.
One game, he of course, Memphis stunk when he was there. He had a rough run.
Yeah.
But he did okay. He had his moments. The strength of the team, according to this, should be the defensive line. Chris Smith, Trey Flowers, we talked about that last week. Byron Jones and Robert Thomas, a couple of tackles that are expected to do big things. They were not quite as impactful last year as we were hoping, but they did okay. Hopefully they can continue to improve.
You know, and last year, too, with Tenarius Wright moving to linebacker, I think took away from the defensive line a little bit and his ability to on the pass rush for
right.
sure.
Well, Cody Walker's still on the mend. Kiero Small, another guy coming off a foot injury. So
yeah.
Fullback should be vastly improved this coming season, no matter what they end up doing over
there.
Just
got to stay healthy.
So for Arkansas, 5 starters back on offense, 8 starters back on defense, and lost some key guys certainly on the offensive side of things. Niall Davis, Kobe Hamilton, Tyler Wilson, Dennis Johnson, and then the lineman we mentioned, Bailey Deacon and Peacock. So you know, defensively, not quite as impactful from a loss standpoint as it was the year before, which we didn't realize how impactful that was going to be when you lost Beckett, and we lost who was the middle linebacker, the converted safety. He was very
Jerry Franklin
in the defensive back.
Jerry Franklin and
totally throwing you.
Yeah,
the
it
curve
is.
Here. But anyway,
I'll think of it in a minute.
So the bottom line is Arkansas. I don't think they have quite as much to replace on defense this year. I think most people would agree with that. Yeah, again, your leading receiver.
Let's see who starts at linebacker, though.
That's true. Well, your leading receivers had 21 catches last year, so a lot to replace there. I'm very confident in Jonathan Williams.
Yeah.
And the difference between him and Ronnie Wingo is he can catch big passes on the wheel route, but he can also run the ball between the tackles. So
Ronnie Wingo did run the best wheel route in college football.
In college football history, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Jonathan Williams had a couple big scores, though, against a lesser-than opponent. I'm trying to think. It was a game in Fayetteville. He had 2 touchdown catches.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he...
it was like Kentucky or something.
231 rushing yards last year on 45 carries. And he, for some reason, not listed here. I wonder what he had in receptions last year. They don't have him listed here. But I'm excited about it. So we'll see. Tevin Mitchell, thank you. Was that the guy? Defensive back?
He got injured, yes, in the game against War Memorial. Are you talking about a guy that graduated?
From 2 years ago, yeah, that played. There were a couple guys.
Yeah.
Defensive back-wise. Okay, so, again, Razorback basketball. Let's get back to that. and then we'll take a timeout here. If you want in, now's a good time. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Coming up in a little bit, Shane Broadway will be in, Saline County Razorback Club. Brett Bielema is going to be down there. Tonight, Coach Bielema is going to be up in Searcy at the event there. And if you want to, I think it's at Searcy High School. We talked about it last week. If you want, they still have tickets there. They did as of the end of last week. That's going to be your only chance to see him because you're not going to see him at spring practice. Neither way.
No. No one will.
See him at the red-white game.
Yes.
Razorback basketball, it is. There's actually media availability on Wednesday. So we are going over Tuesday evening. We will start our live coverage there. The Zone and Overtime will be live there on Wednesday. And we'll have some reports on drive time and in the morning on the show with No Name, should Tommy say it's okay. And we'll have some sound from Coach Anderson and a couple of players on Overtime on Wednesday. So that's how we're going to start our coverage. Then on Thursday, we'll be wall-to-wall, basically, keeping you updated on the SEC tournament as it happens. And we'll have some scores to talk about on Wednesday as well, of course. I guess we won't, though, because it don't start till later on Wednesday.
6:30 game.
Yeah. Thursday, we will talk about the matchups. We'll have scores throughout the day. We'll have more sound from Coach A. And we'll have some different people dropping by who are going to be in Nashville for the game. If anybody has any suggestions on things to do in Nashville, we welcome those. And we will be there Friday, one way or the other, depending. Hopefully, Arkansas will be playing Kentucky that day. But if not, we'll be talking about the loss that was and the end of the season. Arkansas is still an outside shot at an NIT bid, we think. It's a 6:30 start, 6 o'clock pregame on the Buzz Radio Network, and that'll be followed by the fifth quarter, both hopefully on Thursday and Friday and Saturday if necessary. We'll see. Arkansas got a pretty good draw as a 7 seed, and things sort of fell right. Arkansas had to win, and Arkansas needed LSU to lose, which happened, which moved Ole Miss up a spot, too, in the standings. So Arkansas, if Arkansas wins, you get Kentucky. And I think that's a great draw, certainly coming off the win against Kentucky. The only downside is, of course, you're playing against a Kentucky team that's very hungry, knows it probably needs a win to get in the NCAA tournament. A loss would be devastating for them. So Arkansas does not have to play day one. They play, again, at 6:30 on day two. And the only downside is, again, you're playing a team that has not won on the road except for one time this year. You're playing against a team in its hometown. It's not its home gym. But let's be honest, there'll be a decent contingent of Vanderbilt fans.
It's a road game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the problem is if you win that game, you're basically playing another road game, knowing that the people from Kentucky are going to turn out in huge numbers, hoping to root their team into the NCAA tournament.
Even bigger than Atlanta, which is close, and much bigger than anywhere else because how close in proximity it is.
Well, yeah, what's Lexington to Nashville?
I will check that out.
Well, there are a lot of Kentucky fans all over the place, including in Nashville, I'm sure. So I'm looking forward to being there and be part of it. If you want in, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. I sense more apathy than anything else when it comes to Razorback basketball at this point, Chris, and I hate that.
I do too. I really just want to see him get this one game at least. Get 20. It's a mark to get to that you can really build on for next season. Hey, we got the 20-win mark. And, you know, I think even though 19 is technically better than what they did last year and certainly conference play, I think 19, it's just like turning 19. It's a meaningless age. It's a meaningless number. Get to 20, get to that marker, and build on it for next year. And hopefully, you know what, maybe you got a chance of beating Kentucky.
They definitely have a chance.
I know we're looking far ahead because, let's face it, this is still a road game, I hate to do that.
But. While Kentucky's hungry and Kentucky played well against Florida in a game they had to win, they're also going to have all the pressure on them. Arkansas has no pressure whatsoever. Arkansas is not really playing for anything outside of, you know, a long shot. But I think Arkansas can play loose. That doesn't mean I don't like the way Marshawn Powell's played the last couple of games.
All right, you ready? Lexington, Kentucky to Nashville, Tennessee is 3.5 hours.
That's too close.
I agree.
Well, I expect them to be out there in big numbers then.
It is farther to Atlanta.
Okay.
Much farther. So this is very close. And when you see a sea of blue in Atlanta, and I know even down, I was talking to Dale Nicholson the other day, Dale 3. He went down to the Tampa tournament that they had a few years back.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Well, anyway, they travel well for that one too.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
If Kentucky's playing on the moon, there will be some Kentucky fans.
There'll be
there.
Blue.
Yeah, let's just get into it on that. I mean, that's the way it is. We'll go quickly inside the box. This game is all that matters is I don't care how Arkansas got there, they won.
Who's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?
So your final score is 73-62. You beat a below-average Texas A&M team to springboard yourself into the seventh position in the tournament. It would have been nice to get to six, which would have meant... Although I would ask you, Chris, would you rather play Missouri or Kentucky right now? I'd rather play Kentucky. Yeah. So Arkansas is a 7 seed, much better than playing they would have played, or is Ole Miss the 3 seed?
I thought it would have been Ole Miss.
I have to look at that again. I haven't looked at the bracket.
See
if you can pull up the filled out bracket.
Okay.
Either way, I think I'd rather play Kentucky. I'd rather play Kentucky than
Ole Miss or Missouri.
Ole Miss,
really?
Yes, I think so. Because they got the inside out threat. They got the great shooter. They've got a couple of good inside guys. So I think that's a better matchup for Arkansas. So inside the box from this weekend, Arkansas wins 73-62. I'll give a game ball to Marshawn Powell because he had, in the game, 3 personal fouls. And you know what? That's good because that means he didn't foul out and didn't almost foul out. Didn't even get to 4. In fact, he did have the most fouls of anybody on the team, but nobody else had more than 2. He did have 10 points, but is not playing especially well or impactful. Powell and B.J. Young both relegated to the bench to start the game, apparently violated some sort of team rule. There was an allusion to it, but not a lot of detail given by Mike Anderson. Your starters, Clark, Mickelson, Wade, Gully, and Qualls. And none of those guys played especially well either. Qualls was 8 of 10 at the free throw line, though, and we like his impact. 13 points, 4 rebounds. 8 rebounds for Cody Clark. Hunter Mickelson in 14 minutes of play despite starting 0 attempts, 1 rebound, and 1 block, and 1 steal, and 1 turnover. Very limited impact in limited minutes for Hunter Mickelson. B.J. Young also did not play heavy minutes, only played 11 minutes of the game, so he must have really irritated Coach Anderson the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Marshawn Powell was 6-6 at the line. Arkansas wins the game at the line, really, Chris, 28-36, and did take care of the ball, 12 turnovers to 23 for Texas A&M. It's been a strong suit for Arkansas this year, a team that likes to play fast. I congratulate Arkansas for doing one thing well, and that's taking care of the ball and sharing the ball pretty well also.
And taking the ball away, 14 steals compared to only 4. For Texas A&M, that was a big part of it, too.
Well, Arkansas is one of the best teams in the country at forcing turnovers, and that is not an exaggeration. I think they're – I want to say Arkansas is either third in turnover – assist-to-turnover ratio or maybe turnover margin. I think they're, like, third in the country in turnover margin. So
– taking care of it.
Yeah, I like that. Look, every little bit that we can build on from a positive standpoint is good.